Welcome to the Radio Reading Room. I'm your host and reader, Myron Hieronymus Thomas. In this program, we'll feature the classic Christmas poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, or 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. As I was preparing for this program, I came across some most interesting information on the internet, which will change some of the thoughts regarding the authorship of this classic poem. Until recently, it was believed that this ballad was written in 1822 by Clement Clark Moore as a gift to his two daughters, Margaret and Charity, and later anonymously published in the Troy New York Sentinel on December 23, 1823. But, according to the University of Toronto English Library, in 2000, Vassar Professor of English Literature Don Foster, in his book Author Unknown, On the Trail of Anonymous, published by Henry Holt in 2000, was able to demonstrate that Moore could not have been the author. Foster concluded that it was written by Major Henry Livingston, Jr. Foster's work was greatly enhanced by the research of two of Livingston's descendants, Mary S. Van Dusen, who is a fifth great-granddaughter of Major Henry Livingston, and Stephen Livingston Thomas, a great-great-grandchild of Livingston. Stephen grew up with a portrait of Henry in his home, and the stories regarding his great-great-grandfather's authorship of this classic poem embedded in his mind. Mary's research resulted in many important notable facts and can be read on the internet simply by searching for Henry Livingston or The Night Before Christmas. One of the strongest statements of support for Livingston's authorship came from Henry Noble McCracken, who was born in 1880 and served as president of Vassar College for 31 years from 1915 to 1946. He was himself a literary scholar and had edited works of Chaucer and Shakespeare. He wrote this analysis of the poem's roots. Quote, "We can now trace the root of A Visit from St. Nicholas in its album with some degree of probability, from Locust Grove, where Livingston would have written it, to Judith Livingston Moore's children is the first step. One of her daughters leaves an album containing the poem at the home of Dr. C.C. Moore. There, a Miss Butler finds and copies it. She takes it to Troy in 1823, though without the doctor's permission, for anything in an album is in the public domain. When asked where she got it, she tells the editor of the Troy Sentinel, 'At the house of Dr. Moore.' The editor makes the guess that the poem is Dr. Moore's and surmises that it was taken without permission. He therefore publishes it anonymously, though with hints that become broader with successive reprints. No one so far has made any misstatement. Dr. Moore, at some later date unknown, hears of the newspaper piracy, but lets the matter go. The poem is trivial and worthless. He is deep in a new Hebrew lexicon. Time goes on, and the greatness is thrust upon him when the American public takes the poem to its heart, as the image of happy childhood and gift-bringing at Christmas. Why throw the poem back upon anonymity? Henry Livingston is long dead. Miss Butler insists she found it in a Moore album. Perhaps Moore did amend it in a foolish moment. Let it ride. Is there anything wrong in that?" End quote. And so, for these many years, Clement Clark Moore has received the credit for this Christmas classic poem. It is widely known that Moore, who was born in 1779 and died in 1863, was an intellectual and professor of Bible studies and Greek and Hebrew at General Theological Seminary in New York City. Every year, in late December, a Clement Clark Moore Christmas commemoration is held in the Church of the Intercession at Broadway and 155th Street in Uptown Manhattan. After the candlelight service, at which Moore's ballad is read, there's a lantern procession with Luck Through Snow to Moore's grave across the street. Moore was buried in the Trinity Church Cemetery at 155th Street and Amsterdam Avenue in 1863. Professor Foster did conclude that Moore had written another and almost forgotten Christmas piece, Old Santa Claus. We will share that Christmas verse with you now. Clement Clark Moore, Old Santa Claus. Old Santa Claus, with much delight, his reindeer drives this frosty night o'er chimney tops and tracks of snow to bring his yearly gifts to you. The steady friend of virtuous youth, the friend of duty and of truth, each Christmas Eve he joys to come where love and peace have made their home. Through many houses he has been, and various beds and stockings seen, some white as snow and neatly mended, others that seemed for pigs intended. Where'er I found good girls or boys that hated quarrels, strife, and noise, I left an apple or a tart, or wooden gun or painted cart. To some I gave a pretty doll, to some a peg top or a ball. No crackers, cannon, squibs, or rockets to blow their eyes up or their pockets. No drums to stun their mother's ear, nor swords to make their sisters fear, but pretty books to store their mind with knowledge of each various kind. But where I found the children naughty, in manners rude, in temper haughty, thankless to parents, liars, swearers, boxers, or cheats, or base tale bearers, I left a long black birchen rod, such as the dread command of God directs a parent's hand to use when virtue's path his sons refuse. Clement Clark Moore's Old Santa Claus. Well, certainly there's a distinct difference in the style and cadence of Moore's Old Santa Claus and the classic Visit from St. Nicholas. As for Major Henry Livingston Jr., according to Foster and the research done by his descendants, he was born in Poughkeepsie, New York on October 13, 1748. The Livingston family was one of the important colonial and revolutionary families of New York. The Poughkeepsie branch descended from Gilbert, the youngest son of Robert Livingston, first lord of Livingston Manor, was not as well off as the more well-known branches descended from sons Robert and Philip. Two other descendants of Gilbert Livingston, President George Walker Herbert Bush and his son President George W. Bush, have done their share to bring attention to this line. Known for his encyclopedic knowledge and his love of literature, Henry Livingston was a farmer, surveyor, and justice of the peace. One of the first New Yorkers to enlist in the Revolutionary Army in 1775, Major Henry Livingston accompanied his cousin's husband, General Montgomery, in his campaign up the Hudson River to invade Canada. Following this campaign, Livingston was involved in the war appropriating lands owned by British loyalists and selling them for the revolutionary cause. Major Livingston published most of his poems and prose anonymously, or under the pseudonym of R. He published his good-natured, often occasional verse from 1787 in many journals, including Political Barometer, Poughkeepsie Journal, and New York Magazine. Livingston died February 29, 1828. For children young and old, who hold dear the images conjured up by the description of St. Nicholas's visit, the controversy over the author is at most secondary. But we certainly give thanks to Major Livingston and Clement Clark Moore for keeping alive the spirit of Christmas that is exuded in this very special Christmas classic. And with that, let us share with you now this old poem that is forever young. Transport yourself to those days of old when the author may have penned these words by candlelight and read them by the same to his children on that Christmas Eve, so many, many years ago. And this from the original text that was published in 1823. Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas by Major Henry Livingston, Jr. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon, on the breast of the new-fallen snow, gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blixen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Oh, oh, oh.
Major Henry Livingston, Jr.'s Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas. Originally thought to have been written by Clement Clark Moore. We hope that you've enjoyed this special Radio Reading Room Christmas Classic program, and we're wishing you the very best and blessed Christmas season.